Officials have begun verifying the results of Zimbabwe's March 29th presidential poll. The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission began the process one day after senior government sources said that MDC opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai had beaten President Robert Mugabe in the election, but not by enough of a margin to avoid a runoff ballot. We spoke to Trudy Stevenson, former MDC deputy to the National Assembly, who says a runoff election would spell disaster for Zimbabwe.
The problem is that Morgan Tsvangirai has a very difficult choice. In fact, we say in English, he's between a rock and a hard place. Because if he goes in for a second round in the next 2 or 3 weeks, which is the timetable, there's been so much violence in the rural areas that people are now afraid. And, for example, the election agents will be afraid to go into the polling stations to watch the election because of what has happened to their colleagues who've been tortured and this kind of thing and chased away and so on in the rural areas in the last few weeks. And then secondly, the officers of the Electoral Commission are also now intimidated because between about 15 and 20 of those officers have been arrested and harassed by the government. So that also doesn't encourage them to go back to the polling stations. So there's a lot of problem there for him to participate, certainly in the next 2 or 3 weeks. But on the other hand, if he doesn't, Robert Mugabe can simply be declared the president because there's no contestant. The second candidate simply dropped out. And so that would suit Robert Mugabe so well, but it would be absolute horror for most Zimbabweans. It's a very difficult choice.